$5 from you. And when that week's up, if you bring them a dollar, me and bring them a dollar and a quarter, you still, you know, have the $5. Next week, if you didn't have $5, came a dollar and a quarter more up there. That's true. And so the government's got in the wind of it. I think somebody turned to me. So they had a government man come down here. He come down here, some oil and things, fool around there, and got a job with this old man. He's a big operator, got a job with him, and started working with him. And he finally got in the tight, he says. He told me he done got broke and he needed some money, been gambling, say, needed some money. He told him, all right. I think he borrowed $25 from the man. And he told him I'd have to pay it, you know, 25 cents on a dollar. He told me it's all right. He signed the paper up there for him, so I turned the dollar on a quarter. And then next week, that same man was waking up with them overalls on, come dressed up. He come awake that time so dressed up and fine, and the man didn't know him. He just pulled that badge out, pulled his coat back and told him, said, come on. Sit in the lounge all 5 years. Down there at that federal prison. Yeah, stayed there with him, wake with him out for I don't know how long. And when he got all the dope he wanted on him, he just come back that next day too, dressed up fine looking. Put his coat back there and showed him his badge. You know, they done me that same way. I had a lady down there that she had quit her job and she'd come down there. I had a cafe. She'd come down there and work, you know. And sometimes she said, Jim, I need $5, I need $10, something like that, you know. Maybe she'd come out in the evening and help me. I said, all right, I'd pay her, give her money. And when she flew down and she had arthritis, and legs and knees and everything all swelled up, and she finally says, I can't stand up. One lady said, I said, well, you go to the doctor. She says, I'm going to Dr. Miller. Finally, Dr. Miller got on disability. And of course, when he got on disability, and instead of telling that man that where she was making good money and had a regular salary, she didn't tell that, she told on me. So the man asked her, how much I'd have paid her, I think she said $120 or $130 or something like that. So I was coming up the street. I met a long, tall man, a little old shoulder. And he says to me, he says, you know James? I put around and I said, no, I don't. So I just started across the street. My car was supposed to go across the street, so he went on down there where there's quite a few more of them. This down there, and they say, y'all know James? I say, yes. Yeah, go right up yonder. Those two men come running up there, patting me on the shoulder. I turned around. He says, ain't your name James Martin? I says, why? He pulled his coat open to show me and says, I'm an internal revenue officer. Says, I passed you right down there a while ago. You told me you didn't know that in the morning. I said, you know how we are.
Oh, hey, duh.
He says, he figured it up. I think it was about $7 to $8, I think.